but you should go somewhere that run a spread offense. Like I wish, not saying I don't wish I went anywhere else. I just wish they changed certain things. I wish certain things were different schematically. Like with when I look at all the guys that I was in the Elite 11 with, like
it's natural because you knew you were just as good as them. That's the thing. It's natural you knew you was just as good as them. Just the system that you're in didn't tailor or show that. You look at, hell, if I would have went to Oregon, like I said, I thought about going, then the numbers would have been crazy.
Yeah.
Whole career, everything could have been different just based off those decisions.
Yep, because you took the words right out of my mouth, because when I was at Elite 11 in high school, I'm there with Andrew Luck. All the guys that got drafted in front of me, I'm there with all those guys, and I'm beating those guys out. And we doing chalk talk, and basically show you how I do my offensive line blocking scheme. Oh, we do a left guard wash right here. So this is my guy, the wheel linebacker or the jack, whatever you want to call him, going to be my guy. But, and I'm explaining all this to the people, and I'm telling you, I forgot the guy's name, man, who Brian Stump, who was over Elite 11 at the time, and the guy, I think it's Tom Johnson, I think that was his name. All these guys sitting here looking at me, and they like, how the fuck you know this? And I'm drawing up, here go the blocking scheme. Now, since these two guys are free because I got my back going out and I'm off of this guy, I got signals that I'm giving that you won't even know I'm giving, because I'm pointing at the guy like this. I'm looking this way, but I'm pointing at the linebacker, and my slot receiver know that I just gave him a hitch. Or I'm pointing at the guy like this and I just gave him a slant. Or I'm going like this. Like, he think I'm just pointing at him, but I got two fingers, so I gave him an out. And I'm giving it based off of, okay, then the two shell, if this guy blitz, who's going to take him or who's going to drop it to that zone? Okay, I see that now this guy's going to take him from a depth, so I'm going to give him an out, or I'm going to give him a slant. Oh, it's a guy right here, they're blitzing on this side, but they're going to roll coverage this way, so I'm going to give him a hitch backside. So now he, boom, as soon as he come off the line, I throw the ball here. So before we even go over a play for cover two, I done broke all this stuff down to them. And then they just like, stop. Like, how do you know this? I'm like, well, my coach in high school, this is how he teaches me. This is why I don't even watch film on defenses. And he like, but why? Because one, defenses should adjust to us. We should never adjust to a defense. So if I know every defense there possibly could be, and I know all the I know my playbook like the back of my hand, then I don't need to watch film, because when I see it, I can sit up here and give us a route combination that's gonna beat cover three and cover four, and then backside I got cover two and man, I got those, like, just in case that you dupe me. So now I see you roll and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stay front side, or I see you go to man and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go backside. That's how our offense in high school was built. So them cats in Elite 11 was like, yo, you beyond your years. We don't even learn this in college. Chase Daniels, he at Missouri, and he like, look, we don't even learn this in college. He like, literally, our coach be like, hey, we calling this play to throw it to this person, and that's what we do. So that's why it does bother me sometimes, where I'll be like, dang, dog. Like, you look back and you like, dang, like, I was with all these guys. Like, I was just as good, if not better, than every last one of them. But things happen, and situations change. And, yeah, I could have done better at certain stuff. And I'm never going to fully blame others or nothing like that, because I take full responsibility of everything. But, hey, who knows what would have happened if I'd have went
already
in a somewhere spread. Look at – and that's why I say it, because – all those guys I was went to schools that they ran the offense that they grew up on. Andrew Luck ran pro style in high school, went to Stanford. Look at Geno Smith. Geno Smith ran spread in high school, went to West Virginia, and ran spread. Teddy, spread in high school, went to Louisville, ran spread. RG3, everything, all those people, they went places that ran the offense they ran. So when you got somebody that tell you, yeah, we're going to run this, you should, as a recruit, you should look at the history. Look at, oh, dang, offensive coordinator, you wasn't even an offensive coordinator last year at Georgia Tech. You was just the assistant coach. So, and you don't have no offensive coordinator experience. And Georgia Tech was a triple option team. I can't trust that you're going to run spread or even be efficient at it because you don't have a history of it. So if you look into details and stuff like that, you'll be able to adjust. But then also you got to go just based off of the love for the school and the players that's going to be there, because at the end of the day, the coaches, they leave, they get fired, they get hired, and it's a revolving door. So
already
you're going to be chasing.
What led to you? You're a firefighter now. So how did your journey lead you to being a fireman, my guy?
In 17, I was up in Montreal, and my wife now, she was pregnant, and I was like, man, I don't really feel like going back and forth, bringing my daughter up here to Canada, and they flying in and all this stuff. Like, because I'm going to be up here. I still had, like, 2 years left on my contract and all that. So I was like, all right, in the off season, I'm going to start trying to transition into, you know, a new career. But every off season, I always work small jobs. So people ain't know. Like, I used to work for a restoration company. I worked at a law firm. I used to be, like, at the restoration company, 8 o'clock in the morning, on time, everything, happy to be learning something different. And the guys looking at me like, why are you here? all those Spanish guys, they're like, what are you doing here? Like, why are you here working with us? I don't know, man. It's like cool to me, like to learn something different. I ain't never did it in my life. I've been dedicating my life to football and sports.
Right.
So I've never had the opportunity to do this. So I would work jobs like that in the off season, because I also knew, I was like, eventually I'm going to have a resume, and what I'm going to do, come and say, hey, football player is on my resume. Yeah, I could put that, but I need something else to show that, you know, it might be versatile. And then I applied for a job with the county in Parks and Rec, and I was over the landscaping for half of Miami-Dade County as a manager. And I just interviewed. Like, all the people I was interviewing against was, like, in their 50s and all that stuff, because this position was a manager position. So it's just like the fire service. You start off as a firefighter, lieutenant, captain, chief. You work your way up. That position was one of those positions that you start off as a landscaper, then a landscaper 1, 2, and 3, then a landscape right. technician, and then a landscape supervisor. So it's years and years you're supposed to have. And, you know, I got the job. And a lot of people ain't like that was there. But we made it work. And then everybody seen that, you know, I was good at that. And then, as I'm there, I see the fire department put out, you know, applications. And I'm like, dang, I remember in 2015 I signed up. And I got paid, you know, a significant amount of money to go back to Canada. So I was like, I can't pass up this guaranteed check right now. So I said, man, maybe that's a sign. Let me go ahead and just see what's up with the fire department. So I applied, took all the tests, passed all the tests. But then my body was all beat up. And so I had knee surgery, shoulder surgery, and back surgery, like all within like a year. Just man. Getting all the stuff from football, you know, taking care of football and car accident, taken care of. And once I had all that taken care of, I had, like, it was like perfect timing. I was, my physical part, the CPAT had came up, I passed that. And then, you know, to come into the job and it's medical. It reminded me back of everything that I was interested in high school. And you still got that athletic side of it and being a firefighter.
What's so do you have aspirations to rise in all the ranks up through that, or is this just a chapter right now?
I do not plan on being a firefighter forever. You know, everybody's different. Because I know I got some friends that are like, nah, I'm staying a firefighter. I don't want to be an officer. Where I see myself is, you know, potentially one day being a chief, if not trying to go for a fire chief. But I understand it's steps that come before that I got to take care of. So I'm in that process now of I'm going to travel a little bit with the family. And then probably next year, January, is just going to be crunch time. And I start studying for my medics and then studying for a lieutenant.
That's what's up, man.
Yep.
All right. Anything else, fellas?
Nah, man.
Good, man. Appreciate it, man. For a long time.
Yeah, man. Sorry.
Oh, nah, man.
Great conversation, love it, bro.
You know, with all the issues I was having on my end with the camera thing and everything. Because I was like, man, I really wanted to get on here with y'all and talk, man, because this was dope.
We appreciate you, man. Trust me. You are not the first, nor shall you be the last. Usually a process, trust me.
Yeah, when DVD, we do appreciate it. Yeah, DVD reached out to me and told me about this. I was like, yeah, man, of course I'll do that.
Yeah, shout out our guy, man. Best
luck, good people, man. You know, that's you know, it's crazy. I grew up with DVD. When I was 6 years old, we won the Super Bowl at Northwest Boys and Girls Club together.
Yeah.
When I was 6 years old, 65 pounds. And then to see us grow up, play at different schools, play together. And then the other day at the spring game where this kind of like, you know, throughout the years, we go our separate ways with family, you know, all that stuff. But then I'm at a spring game and I see his wife and his daughter. And my daughter was with me. I brought her to the spring game and she went running on the field at the end playing. And lo and behold, she comes back and she was like, oh, daddy, I just got a best friend. And it's his daughter. Like, out of all the kids that's out here,
right,
you run into his daughter, and now you're talking about this your best friend.
Small world.
Yeah, it's small crazy, world, man. And that really, like, I seen that I was like, damn, that's dope.
Yeah. It's different than that you, man. Different.
Yeah, it is.
We appreciate you, man.
Question. What's your opinion on the current state of Miami, Mario Cristobal, and the new regime?
You know, I respect everything that they're doing down there. Mario is a great, proven, you know, coach. He's been in this game a long time, and I just love the fact that he's bringing life into the program. Like, some type of, you know, people are excited back, you know, again to go down there to see the U. Now we just got to put the product on the field and make something happen. You know, it is tough these days when you're competing with money, because as a college student, not getting paid, and then watching the regular kids drive around in Lamborghinis and all type of stuff right in front of your face, that's tough, especially because at UM, that's all you see. All you see is rich around you, and you just... Yeah. When we went there, all you seen was rich, and you this poor kid, not necessarily poor, but you ain't got that type of money.
It's relative, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, dang, like, okay, I want to take a couple dollars from this person. I want to go to that place. Next thing you know, you suspended. So
we ain't do no Nevin Shapiro talk, man.
Yeah,
I thought about it.
I'm down, man. I talk about whatever, man. Ain't the statute of limitation up?
Yeah, that's right, man. What happened, man? What was really going on with Nevin? And because you caught some heat and you was being investigated, right?
Yeah. That was scary. That thing was scary because coming in, nobody knew what Nevin did. We were introduced to Nevin by the
man.
The coaches took us over to Nevin. A couple coaches. They was always, almost every weekend, but we going to Never Crib. And then you going on South Beach and you walk into this mansion, and then you got a beautiful, tall Amazon lady opening up the door. You like, what? Like, this is life. Like, you got jet skis in the back, you got the pool table, and you having fun, enjoying it. And I think the only thing that saved me was because I never take anything from people like that. If I don't know what you're doing, and I can't pinpoint where you, I'm like almost like not like tax people, but I'll be paying attention. I'm like, look, I don't know where your money coming from, so I don't want nothing to do with it.
Right.
And I could never pinpoint where his money or anything that he had was coming from, because he was like, oh yeah, I'm in the stocks and all that. I ain't know nothing about stocks. I'm like, nah, you don't get all this money from stocks. Maybe you do. Maybe he did. But I couldn't really pinpoint nothing. It's like all in high school, I ain't take no money at the gate. I ain't go over there to the gate, take no money, because I watch Jesus Shuttlesworth and all that stuff. You locked in, you take money from people. So I don't want to be in those situations, but I made my money though. I made my money. Yeah. I earned my money from people. But with Nevin, he was just frivolous with his, like, hey, y'all play a
game. That's how you know it's a scam. When people are frivolous, or rich people, or very well, or seemingly very wealthy people are frivolous with money and is just flinging it around. Mm-hmm. He ain't work for it. He's working. He moving like a drug dealer, bro.
And that's how I'm like, yo, he ain't working for this money. Why is he able to put give everybody that's here $1,000 and just to play a pool game, and whoever the winners get this, or you going bowling, and the winners get $2,000 and the losers get $1,000. Like, why is he able to do that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I was around.
Right, who pays losers?
I took advantage of, I'm in Live and I go into Live. I had Coach Heath had hit me up and was like, hey, Ja'Cory, we got John Wall coming into town. Can you help assist? It was me and Jack McClinton with John Wall. And now we in Live. We got tables. Nevin and I got a table at Live like I always have. I got a table at Live. You got Lil Wayne. You got all these people in here popping bottles. And all this is over here accounted for. I ain't worried about what y'all doing. Like, I'm good. And, I got John Wall before he was John Wall recruiting them. There's a bunch of people recruited that ended up, you still see them on Sundays, or you see them playing NBA and all that stuff. Like, it was different, man. And it just never... I remember what steered me away from him is I had found out that he ain't really want me to be the starter. He wanted Marv to be the starter, and Marv was his guy. Like, Marv was his guy. He took care of Marv. So I was like, you know what, let me just fall back from him, because I don't want to be fake around somebody. And that helped me, because when the Fed started investigating us and they interviewed us, we was in there with the Feds, with the FBI, compliance, all these people. Just us meeting, because now we're adults, so our parents can't sit in here with us. And they interviewing us, and, I'm answering them. I'm telling them not everything. I'm telling them what I know that they know. Like, so if they like, oh, so where did you go to dinner at on this day? I'm like, I don't recall. Oh, did you go on South Beach for dinner? I'm like, I don't recall. Did you go on South Beach to this restaurant? Oh, I probably been there, but I don't really recall. Oh, did you order such and such and such and such, such? I was like, God damn, yeah, man. I did that. And they would, so every question, when they start doing that, I'm like, okay, they already know.
Your fans know. When the fans pull up, they know, bro.
I said, all right, bomb. And I kept doing that with every question, and then I let them know. Then, like, Ja'Cory, is there anything else? Oh, so then they asked me, how often did you talk to Nevin? I was like, well, we used to communicate quite often. And then once I found out, about Robert Marv, I kind of like faded away from him. He'll text me, he'll call me, I don't really answer. And then they was like, all right, anything else you want to tell us? I'm like, nope, I ain't finna give y'all no free stuff.
Hell no.
So, and then they were like, all right, you're going to be good. And look,
you did what Gunner did, man.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I didn't bring nobody's name up, no nothing.
That's what Gunner said.
Well, hey, that's what.
Yeah, they asked him if Miami was a game. Is Miami a game? Yes.
Maybe. Hey, they slid me my phone records. They had my phone records. And they was like, look, it shows that you guys were communicating, and then we see here that you completely stop, and it only shows him communicating with you. So now we know you're telling the truth. And they was like, Max, you're probably going to get a game, but that's it. So I went back and let some of the dudes know, like, hey, bro, just if they asking, just tell the truth about what they asking. Don't give them nothing extra. Tell the truth. Dudes up there scared. Next thing you know, you got dudes suspended for the year. Dudes games. Dudes suspended for six games. I'm like, what the fuck? I say,
singing and crying.
We didn't do as much as
you. We went to McDonald's that day too.
I don't talk about, bro. They snitching on, not snitching. They just giving too much information.
Yeah.
Like, that's the reason why they got in trouble. They're giving too much information.
I got more questions.
If I would have gave that man, if I would have gave them information.
You'd have burnt it down, huh?
What? Hey. Well, you thought, my boy Javaris James always say, he was like, in Miami, you got, because at the time Randy Shannon was, you know, up there. No, it wasn't Randy Shannon. He was like, you know, right now in Miami, it's Barack Obama. Even though he ain't in Miami, but as black individuals, he says Barack Obama, D Wade, and then it's you. He was like, he's like, Twill, every time I'm out, boy, that's how I feel. Like on the field, all that stuff is Barack Obama, D Wade, and it's you. You next in line. And so people only knew, but if I only knew how to do stocks and investments and all that stuff, I wouldn't be here. I would.
You could have finessed it a different way.
Somewhere like, with that money.
All right, man.
Yeah, that would have been petty money.
We got to check in with you every so often, man. Great conversation, bro. Yeah,
100%, man. That's going to real good stuff.
Yeah, I have more questions, man, but we're getting lengthy here, man. So we're gonna invite you back on. Appreciate you for hanging out with us, man.
No problem, man. I appreciate you guys. Happy to be here with y'all.
All right, man. Salute, brother.
Yes, sir.
Man, it's the roll up, man. We kick it with the legends around here, man. What we finished off? We got to finish off with Larry Young's recruiting talk.
Yeah, I think I was. I was just getting into Dylan Day. We'll wrap it up like I said, because we're getting linked. We know.
Damn, that's a good ass conversation.
Nah, it's lengthy as fuck, but
it's food, man. It's gas.
Yeah. It is good eat.
Somebody in the comments said, man, it's one of them ones.
Yeah.
Jared Porter.
I was just mentioning Dylan Day, I think is where we left off at. He's 3-star kid out of Southern Lab in Baton Rouge. He'll come in, he'll play like the nickel star role for us. So that was the other commitment we ended up getting during the since the last show. And then since then, so the class right now is, I want to say, hold on, I had everything up until we started moving around a little bit. Class right now is at 7. The highest rated guy right now, obviously, is Chance Robinson, and our composite ranking right now is 23rd. So at 7 commits. I expect the class to be 28-ish. Is the number I'm hearing. So plenty of spots left to fill, obviously. I think we're going to bring in an impressive D-line haul if things continue the trajectory that they're on with the traction that they've gained with a lot of these guys. Tidbit of news, the Cunningham brothers are coming. They're transferring to Central. T.A. would be the 4-star defensive lineman that we've been recruiting. They're coming from out of Cali. His younger brother, I think it's TK. He's like a freshman, though, but he's already huge. He's already 6'4", 230, plays edge right now. We'll see how he continues to develop. But, yeah, he's in Central as well. And these guys are originally from Georgia. So it kind of goes, you know, to what Ja'Cory was speaking on earlier, how it's the game is so different now. So these kids are actually from Georgia, go out to California, and now they're transferring to Central. Also, the quarterback that I brought up, the 2025 quarterback that we offered, I brought him up last show, and I don't have my notebook. Yes, I do. He's also transferring down with them. We, you know, got good traction and all of that, but, you know, like I said, the younger brother is a freshman, so, you know, obviously we're a little ways off from, you know, how that's going to go. And the quarterback, let me get his name real quick. One of my last notes. I do apologize. Beckham Kritzer. Yeah, he's also coming down. He's a 2025 four-star quarterback, number 5 right now, as QB and 56 in the nation. So these kids all coming to Miami. So that's an old Nick Saban trick. So he learned something while he was over there. Get him a little bit closer to home, home base. Same thing he did with the IMG kids too. So something to monitor, something to keep an eye on. Doing a great job with Justin Scott, a 5-star kid out of Chicago. He was the one that spent a week down there. It's just Jericho Johnson. It's a lot of work's being done. I think this D-line can actually be very impressive. And it is critical for us to reload in this next cycle, especially to get some size up front. Defensive ends, I think we'll be good there, but we got to fill in the tackle spot for sure. Definitely bring in some bigger body type guys so CJ don't get to make Donald Trump jokes. although it's good. And outside of that, man, let's see. We've got a couple of tops. In portal news, Jabari Ishmael. It's funny. I was just having a conversation. I was like, man, we kind of went with the wrong one on that one. From what I'm hearing from Florida State with Patrick Payton, both of those guys kind of were in that same class, same body type that could kind of project to end up being, a bigger contributor. And I actually wasn't more of a Payton fan at the time. But we had already taken Jabari, and essentially that kind of – they didn't want to take two of those kind of project guys, and we picked the wrong one. So, but he has hit the portal. Best of luck to him. See where he ends up at. We made a couple of top groups. Zaquan Patterson's put out his top 5. We're in there with Auburn, Ohio State, Michigan, as well as Florida State. I think Zaquan likes home, but I think he's also looking to get away. They're going to have to do a lot of work, I think, with that one. I think we're in there because he does like the staff and the idea of staying home, but I would not be shocked to see him go out of state and kind of go get the traditional college experience. So I think we're probably – if in that top 5, I think we're probably dead middle, probably about third-ish. With Ohio State probably having, a little bit of a lead right now. Jordan Lyle, running back, put us in his top 5. This was a little interesting. He was at the spring game. He's a guy they have been evaluating, but he's not at the top of their running back board right now. I know they're going to definitely look to add another one to pair with Christopher Wheatley Humphrey. His 5 he put us out with is Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, and Florida State. See, you familiar with, like, how y'all looking at him? Or?
Yeah. He's a guy that's pretty high on our board as far as running back, too. It's him, Danzy out of Florida High. God, you put him on the spot. I forgot the kid from Arizona that I spoke about on the pod previously. Dang it. What's my guy from Arizona name? But it's a couple, it's like 3 or 4 running backs that they're after for that second spot to go along with Cam, and Lyles is included within that group.
Okay. Yeah, he was up for our second running back too. It was him and Kanan Daniels. We was kind of pressing for whoever went first, and Kanan Daniels popped.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, I like
player
him.
Now. He's a player.
Yeah.
He can hoop.
Because I hadn't heard a lot about him. So once I saw that, I was like, well, who is this kid? I hadn't heard the name that much. So then I went and watched, and I was like, he a baller. Like,
yeah, he can play.
Yeah, I think because we already got the, you know, Huntley is that speed type back. He's probably a little bit lower on the guys that they got as their feature back for this class. And then one more, which – I don't expect a lot of traction here either, unless a lot changes. Braden Platt, top 100 prospect out of Washington, linebacker, number one in the 247. He dropped the top eight, including us, USC, UCLA, Oregon, Texas A&M, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, and Michigan. Just again, not a name I've heard a lot about. So, I don't know if that's late push where they just kind of evaluating it and getting pressing. But again, not something I expect a lot of traction with. But that's really all I got going on around the program right now, man.
Alrighty.
All right, I'll jump into it. Clark, that's right. Christian Clark, that's the other running back.
Okay.
Real quick. One shout out to the great folks at State Farm Insurance and Allen Horn Insurance. Be sure to visit AllenHornInsurance.com. If you need anything insured in the states of Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, and Georgia, if you need your home, auto, life insured, anything you may need insured, give my man Allen a call at 786. Definitely not 706. Hold on.
Wait, 706?
No, it's – yeah, 706. I'm tripping. 706-692-2888. I'm tripping. 706-692-2888 in the states of Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, and Alabama. Anything you may need insured, my man Allen's a State Farm provider. Give him a call or visit State Farm. I'm sorry. Or visit AllenHornInsurance.com. Almost forgot to add read there. My bad, C.
No, you good, bro. I'm not long at all. I don't have too much news from a recruiting standpoint. Got some portal news, but I'll jump into the recruiter news first and say this last little bit, this portal news for last, excuse me. Kylan Fox, a four-star tight end out of Georgia. He's supposed to be visiting in May. He did say that's the only school he's going to be taking the visit for during May, during the month of May, excuse me. And he did also say it won't be a surprise if he commits prior to it. He takes his official visits. He has those scheduled in June, FSU being the last one. Just reading the tea leaves, I expect him to be on commitment watch that visit if he does make it in May. I know he has a pretty good relationship with recent five-star tight end commit, Landon Thomas. FSU's been pushing pretty hard for him to be tight end number two. So I think FSU is in a real good spot to close on Kylan Fox if he does make that visit during May. I think he'll be on commitment watch for sure. Five-star cornerback Charles Lester is not really news, but I guess it's worthy to talk about. Fresh off of visiting Alabama, he said, "I would say Florida State is the leader right now in the process for me. If I had to choose today, I would go there." So I think Charles Lester will definitely be in his class. He takes his official visits during the summer as well. By that time, I expect him to pop to Florida State during the summer. So look out for Charles Lester during this summer wave as far as visits. I think this is pretty cool, too, man, that FSU had tweeted out. FSU is top five most popular team entering the 2023 season via the SBRN Net research firm.
Oh, I made that up. Good.
They said more than 3.4 million college fans identify as FSU fans, including 2.4 million in the South, which is the third highest total within the region and on the only ACC team above 1.5 million. So I thought that was pretty cool, man. FSU fans, make sure y'all tap in, like, and subscribe, man. There's 3 million of y'all out there. Make sure you guys like the channel and
at least half of y'all can't be haters.
Right. Karat, what you boy, man? We're going to give y'all good news. But I thought that was pretty cool, though. But shout out to the fan base for that. And last thing I got is Joshua Farmar. He tweeted out that he's going to enter the transfer portal. This is kind of something that was brewing that morning. I got wind of it that morning, actually, in regards to him possibly in the portal. I think I texted you guys way beforehand, yeah, too. But long story short, he has some family issues that he wants to try to take care of NIL wise, excuse me. So he's looking in regards to, you know, get some new deals in regards to NIL market. I do want to say the FSU, his battles in deal is pretty. It's a pretty solid deal for a reserve defensive tackle. I think he's making very good money. I'm not going to give out the specific number, but it's pretty high up there for.
It ain't like wallet money.
I don't know, bro. It may be up there, to be honest with you.
Hurry up for the wallet go dry.
It may be up there, though, for a defensive tackle. But I know it's a family situation. I do know he hasn't officially entered the portal as of yet. Him and FSU are still communicating. In my opinion, I think this could get ironed out pretty quickly. Once his situation was actually known, it was like, okay, we could try to work with that to make something happen. So we'll see how it plays out. A couple teams that I was hearing about in regards to interest of him, it was kind of surprising to me, to be honest with you. Georgia, Ohio State, and Michigan were some of the teams prior to him entering the portal that had some early interest. I'm 100% sure if he does actually enter Miami, you're probably jumping there too, just from their need for defensive tackles. But again, he hasn't officially entered just yet. He put the tweet out, which was yesterday, hasn't officially entered his name, so we'll see how it plays out. I do know it's been some conversations back and forth between FSU and him, so we'll definitely monitor the situation as well with Joshua Farmar. But again, this is new territory, though. We kind of discussed this as well.
TBD situation. It's,
yeah.
And some negotiating coming to the table, man.
Yeah, and I feel like it's both ends of the portal. You got the December portal, the spring portal, it's negotiation season, right? And especially when you didn't be into the table a couple times, you negotiate a deal one time, two times, three times, you know, whatever it may be. And you can kind of go back to
terrorists on your hands.
Yeah, you can kind of go back to the table and say, nah.
Every like, time broke.
Yeah. It's not like that when you sign that contract and it's like
my uncle said, what you do? Eat your money? Yeah. You're exactly. Gonna keep coming to him now. Hey, yeah. That's
my like only issue with this new age NIL stuff is just the fact that you literally the next day go back to the damn table and don't like that. Let's talk again.
I'm big on honoring the contract, man. You signed it. If you don't like it, let's renegotiate on the re-up. But don't come to me 3 days later talking about, man, look here. Hey, look here in my ass. That's what we talked about. You signed it. You know, go prove your worth and go get more if that's how you feel.
Agreed.
But that's, but that ain't the world we live in, especially like NFL stuff. They renegotiate all the time. A lot of times these players get really bad contracts. Yeah, them boys
renegotiate, but yeah, they ain't renegotiating a month after signing, too. That's the thing. Like, they renegotiate, you know.
Well, they got years under their belt. Like, these guys got months under their belt. You know what I mean?
And that's like, the good point, too, because you're looking at 3 to 4 years as far as, college career as it is, right?
But right, and I think most of those deals are. I don't know. I'm not privy to that. Obviously,
we talking pay for play here.
Oh yeah, for sure, absolutely. Yeah, that's we knew this was coming. So you're gonna have to.
We had this conversation too. Like the NCAA got to put a refine stuff. It's probably not gonna happen. But as far as
littler and littler,
well, no, it's definitely that. But as far as just the pay for play aspect, once they it's NIL with no guidelines in place, we know what's going to be flipped, and it wasn't supposed to be a recruiting thing to begin with, right? Now that shit is used within recruiting, you know, it was just so much gray area within it. It was an easy flip of the natural, the original
idea. Yeah. Well, the thing was is, you know, this America, right? So like for example, I used to talk shit, you know, especially when everything was going good with LifeWallet and say I wasn't about to give no money. Well, I'm about to sign up for Kane's Connection when I get paid this week. And it's just...
Oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one thing about Larry, he will come back hat in hand, humbly. John did a good job, man. He got his name out there. Chick started things off really well. Got two teams to the Final Four. Took care of a lot of kids on that roster today. But Kane's Connection is kind of the newer wave. It is a collective. I'm kicking. Yeah. Oh yeah. But the joke had to fly, just like y'all getting y'all jokes now. Y'all getting them jokes now. I'm still gonna finish top in the state.
I need University of Florida to know that I ain't chipping in on none of the shenanigans for the NIL.
You was in, man. What happened?
That's never paid a dime. You crazy?
No. I know. I ain't say you paid nothing. Nah, I ain't say you paid nothing.
I ain't finna pay nothing.
You ain't going in, man.
I got to put my own kids through college. What are you talking about?
That's true. I ain't got no kids. So I can afford. I ain't saying I'm giving nothing. Bro, they got I thought I seen one of the donation levels. I thought that was for the year.
I'd rather pay my Twitter subscription.
That shit said a G, like a G. I say a G a month.
Oh yeah,
I'm good.
No, hell no.
They coming from them pockets. Oh, you be a Rockets too? Oh yeah, let me get that.
Yeah, I ain't joining that too. I can tell you that right now. I ain't building that Rocket Man too. No. You can start it like as little as $5, man. All
right.
For as little as $5, you too could be a part of the collective.
Right.
Nah, yeah. Hell no, I ain't giving that kind of money. But
every dollar count, you bought somebody lunch.
Getting back to the point you was making a second ago is, and I think we all knew this was coming. We all seen this. The writing was on the wall. But originally, I believe this thing was for guys that were just marketable, right?
Name, image, and likeness.
It's like you had a chance.
It's really name, image, and likeness. That's what his name was.
Yeah. So if you're that guy, then you get to get paid for being that guy.
Right.
Now it's like, now it's a damn participation trophy, and we all got to chip in so everybody can get some money. That's just what it is now.
Now, what it need to be is the real jig is on the university. They should be paying these boys. Like think about how they finessing this whole thing. Mm-hmm. They putting on the boosters and the fans, and just the school making still all these billions of dollars and just vibing. Still,
they got a union, and they still begging, but they still hitting up the fans and reaching out about regular booster donations for other stuff.
Right.
Yeah, because I like spending your money better than I like spending mine. You know what I mean? So they just like Sil said, they the ultimate finesse is in this. They like, yeah, we all behind this NIL stuff. Why? Because you ain't got no choice. No choice, and I ain't got to spend my money. So hey, we suckers for it. I'm willing to kick in at a small nit level that
trolls piling up, bro. My dog said I'm gonna go ahead and pay for something.
Nah, y'all never had no. I was paying for that. That ain't shit. I ain't got nothing about no life wallet troll. The checks was clear. Everybody got paid.
For now.
And he said
the story's still unfolding a little bit.
Man, y'all I done told y'all about all this snitching, man. This what money laundering, man. We all knew what it was. But since we gonna put it on the front street.
No,
I hear the jokes. I know what y'all be getting at.
Nah, see, it's you Miami boys. First Ja'Cory was snitching, now you snitching like Gunner.
Ja'Cory said no. Yes. No,
right,
yeah,
well,
I did that.
Well, you did order this Tomahawk.
Damn, how y'all know this?
It was me. You took $5 too? Yeah, it was me.
They said you got it medium rare.
Hey, right. Like he said, he only ended up with a game. He right. I remember like, how
so you didn't get that Tomahawk, huh? Let's bring the chef in.
You know how that shit goes.
The chef walking in would be crazy.
Everybody seen the first 48, bro. Everybody who will listen to this show or watch this show has seen the first 48. Boy, boys ain't built for that pressure, man. Corey held that shit down. Like, look, what they got, what they don't got, I don't know.
And he laid them boys on the back.
Told them to do.
Next thing you know, a year suspension, 8 games.
You know what it is? Just like on that first 48, they don't trust you. Yeah. They think you lying to save yourself.
Yeah, you already turned state.
Yeah, they like, nah, he lying, bro. He done told them.
He done turned state.
Yeah. That's how it go. But anyways, I think that was the weirdest thing about this, but I kind of saw it coming. I really thought, because remember you had the punter who was doing the YouTubes and he was successful in that, but oh no, you can't get no money from that because you're a college athlete, blah, blah, blah. Now it's just a free fall and everybody want, a check. And you're right. The university could cut them checks. If we just going to do the participation portion of it, if it's just, hey, you're on the roster, so you get, X amount of dollars. But, if you're the man at quarterback, like DJ, whatever, right, DJU, he got a Dr. Pepper deal when it had a terrible year. But I understood it because he had built enough hype previously.
He was the face, yeah.
Yeah, he had already built the hype. He built what they thought could be a return on their investment. Didn't work out as well as they anticipated because he went and had a bad year. But that was the original inception, I thought. But here we are. And Larry's now a donator, man. Eating his words.
That's life for you, man.
Yeah, comes at you fast. Comes at you terribly fast.
We done? You got more C?
No, that's all I got. I was really short.
We been here 6 hours, man. I had to call in to work, man. Conversation was going good. I was like, forget it. I just ain't
going. Shit, bitch. We almost cut into the pick up the kids time.
It definitely cut into mine, man. I don't know. My son ain't responding. He like this type of shenanigans, bro. He probably all around the neighborhood. But, hey, I seen what before we get out of here, man. Lamar Jackson, it's been some 49er smoke, man. I know you're a Ravens fan, CJ. You don't want Lamar? See it,
baby. I don't want to get excited. No. I've been saying that. I was like, bro, Stephen A. said brought it up first. He said the 49ers should definitely go after Lamar Jackson, send Trey Lance, you know, and give him some other stuff and bring him in. I was like, that's actually a great idea. But I just told myself
I can't. I need Trey Lance. I need Trent Williams. I need them two first rounders. I need all that shit, baby.
Oh, Ed Reed statue.
Right. Ed Reed. Hey, throw it. No, we want Ed Reed. Y'all got to build a statue.
We got to build.
Yeah. And also give me Chris McCaffrey just because.
Oh, shit, no. Nah.
I do think whoever offers him to the sheet, I think the Ravens going to match it. So I don't think it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be Tenor Avail. Once they sign him to that tender, whoever actually jumps out of offer, they're gonna just match it right then and there, and it's gonna be a wrap. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think while we're here, real quick, do you think the relationships are still good though?
I don't know. I think they're better because they went and got. They're trying to make it. You know, show them how much they care. When they got Odell, they're working on trying to get Nuke. But with his contract situation is kind of tough.
The contract situation is bullshit, though. Like, the way they treating him is on some blackballing shit. And I know they don't like the way his team do things and negotiate and all that, but
I think the issue is just he want that fully guaranteed.
That's the new wave.
It ain't the new wave. It was
I mean, shit, what they just gave Jalen? Like 90% of his shit guaranteed or something? It's a crazy fully, number.
There was only one person that's guaranteed, bro, and that's the Cleveland Browns. Right. And that's the thing. These owners don't want to go that way.
Look what he did. He's a nasty man, allegedly. I want a fully guaranteed deal. See, I don't like how you negotiate either. Bring Lamar on over here, man.
I'm saying I'm for the NFL players. Don't get me wrong. I'm for them who was getting the foot. I think out of all the sports, that should be the one sport that get the damn violence in contracts, right? But these owners, they not going for that shit.
I'm going to tell you probably why, and you're right. I think it should be because of the violence and all. But I think the problem is, especially at the QB position, the floor of the payroll of what they get is so high. Much.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you could probably get the players to come down some, which is hard to do, and then fully guarantee it, then you might could see a newer wave of that. Because Kirk Cousins was really the first one to do that.
Yeah. I think, it's as far as winning, man. Who won Super Bowl last year?
Chiefs.
The Chiefs. Aside from the Chiefs, because I think they've been doing it right, man. But you see, after these quarterbacks get that $50 million, that big deal, and take up so much chunk of the cap, a lot of these teams usually win with quarterbacks on those lower deals and things like that, right. Where they could take care of the rest of the team in certain areas. So that's where it get kind of gray when.
But I don't get like the Ravens. Like, you can't win without a quarterback, like a really good one. You can't win without a really good one. So I don't know what their stance is or how they're going to play, how long they're going to play chicken with him. But I think Lamar wins in the end, as long as he stay injury free. Somebody going to cut that check.
We'll put him in red and gold, man. I'm going to get straight in the line. Put him in that red and gold.
I might swap back, man. I don't know. Man. I might swap back.
Gonna leave old T-Law, huh?
Part time.
Nah, boy. If y'all do get him though, that's
what it is. That's black excellence.
Man, them boys might lose a game. They get.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, we'll be tough like that. Him and Debo. I'm telling you. Man, listen, that'll be something. That's why I say I won't even imagine this scenario because when Stephen A. said it 2 weeks ago, I did, and I was like, nah, that's too good. That. Mm-mm.
But they talking about a trade. They talking about a possible trade.
No, nah, because so, I mean, you look at
so how it works is if it's just a straight up trade, they decide to part ways, and that's one thing. But I think the Ravens going to match whatever. If the Ravens don't match, that's when you get compensation involved, and then we get like 2 first-round draft picks and all that type of deal. But if it's a straight up trade, then that could be a different story.
Yeah, because because if you offer a guy like Trey Lance, who was a top 5 pick, a guy that we still think has potential, but we know what Lamar is. And if it feel like the situation is y'all may end up losing them, but you could get a guy that was a top 5 QB,
get something
lower price tag. It's, you know, I could see it happening.
As a guy that's an Orlando Magic fan, and I watched Shaq walk out of the door, get something for him.
Get something back.
Yeah,
right.
But yeah, ain't lying. I'm from around the way. I'm leaving with something.
Leaving with something.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, let's get out of here, man.
Let's wrap it up.
I ain't
got
to go to work. Yeah, we just been hanging now.
Yeah, it's about to pour down over here, man. It's the roll up. It's the vibe. I think we lost a live for a little minute there, but great show, man. Can't wait to put this out. All right, fellas.
Peace.
Taylor, get us out of here.